Anthony is in Brooklyn next up on the fan. You got it, Ant.
Hey, Keith. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm on the air, right? What's it called? So really quick, I wanted to say how nice of a guy you really are. We went to show you guys. We saw you at Fanatics Fest, me and my son, all 3 days. You know, kept coming to annoy you. So I wanted to say thank you for that. You know,
no one annoyed me at Fanatics Fest. I'm wearing my Fanatics Fest jersey in here. You can see me on twitch.tv. A young guy, Ben, was just in here who I met at Fanatics Fest, but I had met him online. The amount of people that showed up for my live show, the amount of people that showed up all weekend for WFAN's live shows, like, I was extremely flattered. I signed every autograph, took every picture. It made no sense to me because there were actual celebrities and athletes and important people in there, and people showed me love as if I was one of those type of people. So thank you.
Yeah, you're the king of New York.
Judges, not close.
No,
I live in Jersey. I come to New York. I hold it down for WFA. I guess if there's a New Jersey king of New York, I'd like to be in the running.
So I have a few points. Well, really quick, actually, we're actually in Washington. I'm here on a little road trip with my wife and my kids. We went to Camden Yards to see Astros and Orioles the other day. Really cool. You know, it's first time being there. Really cool vibe, cool stadium. But we're going to the Yankees Nationals game tonight, you know, hoping for the Yankees to get, keep going and winning. I wanted to talk about Gleyber Torres, but really quick, I spoke to you last time about keeping Wells in the everyday lineup. I don't care if it's a lefty or righty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Trevino is our backup. And listen, it's working out, right? He's a very good hitter. And last night I was listening to the game, he had a home run and it was either Ruco or whoever was with them. They were saying, "Oh, and he's, you know, one of the top hitting catchers in the league."
Yeah.
You know, so then, you know, what does it matter if it's lefty righty? Then he has to hit, right? So,
yeah. John Flaherty, probably a former catcher himself, a guy that's been watching him closely. You know, I also heard them too talking about how many people thought that he wouldn't be able to catch at the major league level. Proved them wrong. He hit his 10th home run last night. We need his bat in the lineup. To me, it's like you need to have it more than not. I don't care. Find a way.
Hey, great. And last point, really quick about Gleyber. You think if he keeps this going and then hits in the playoffs, the Yankees are going to re-sign him?
Thanks for the call. Have a good time with the family, Anthony. I've never been to Nationals Park. I've been to Camden Yards. That's a good little trip. Maybe I'll try and knock out both. We were having this conversation pre-show, Dove, Hoff, and I, about Gleyber Torres. And it goes back to what I was saying yesterday about how nice would it be if Gleyber Torres plays his best baseball down the stretch here and is a real factor. Like, at the leadoff spot, playing second base, making that lineup of Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and, like, Austin Wells. Like, make it so there's a little bit of a thought. Make it so there's a little bit of a decision with Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees that, you know, are we definitely moving on from this guy? We didn't trade this guy because we thought that he was a hitter. We thought that he was a player. Like, we've got it out of him. And that's what I said earlier as well about, I think he's finally gotten to the space of just playing free. What do I have to worry about? The season's pretty much over. My numbers are my numbers. But his numbers the last couple months, since he was benched, I think in the Subway Series, his numbers have been a lot better. I've been calling it the Gleyber Last of Days Farewell Tour. But who knows? Who knows? I am rooting for him to play his best baseball for the New York Yankees down the stretch, because whether he stays or he goes, which I most likely think, I think it's 75-80% that he goes, we'll remember more of what he does in September and October of 2024 than any of the years before. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. 1 hour down, 3 hours to go. Keith McPherson filling in for BT and Sal. I will be right back.